Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw. Biggs time.
The Biggs Report. With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long time contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Biggsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Yeah, I guess the Bulls game broke out in a fire naggy. We heard the fire naggy at the Bears game, but I don't know. There's something about that happening at a high school game. It was Lake Forest against Cary Grove, and the guy's out watching his kid play, and now you hear that. It's too much for me to have it happen at a high school game, but I don't know, Brad. It just seems like we're hitting a very dark period here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got some people out there that they'll extract some sort of pleasure from when people lose their job, and will automatically expect that whatever the next move is going to cure everything. But that's the way the world is these days. That's unfortunate, and it's also unfortunate the Bears are stuck in a five-game losing streak preparing for a Detroit Lions team that these teams are nearly identical. You look at where the Lions rank in points per game, 30th. The Bears are 29th. Total offense, the Lions are 27th. The Bears are 31st. Rushing offense, the Lions are 16th. The Bears are 6th. Passing offense, the Detroit Lions are 30th, the Bears are 32nd, third down, 31st and 29th, red zone, 30th and 27th. These are like mirror images of each other. It's perfect. They're getting together on the holiday.
Brad, what did you make of the report from Jordan Schultz, who does a podcast with Allen Robinson and is a media guy who is not around the Bears regularly, but reported yesterday that, quote, an overwhelming number of Bears players want Matt Nagy gone?
Well, I think probably an overwhelming number of Bears players, any that aren't rookies or have an idea how the league works, realize he's on his way to being gone, right? I don't know. I don't put a ton into that. I think everybody up there is frustrated. And if they're not deeply frustrated by what's going on, they're just showing up to cash a paycheck. So I'm not going to doubt that report. But when Hollis Hall was open to the media, I never saw that guy at Hollis Hall. So I'm not surprised everyone is frustrated, and we'll have to see what happens Thursday and in the weeks ahead. But they've got deeply rooted problems here. I'm fully convinced that just making a change there isn't going to solve everything that's sort of bogging the organization down.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think that, I understand what's happening here, but you still try to win a football game. You still try to get your team up to go out, regardless of what the circumstances are with your season. It is professional sports, and this is an opportunity to win a football game. So I would be surprised if we don't see the Bears line up and attempt to win the game. If the Lions have outplayed a lot of teams now, Brad. I mean, they play hard, but they can't win. And if you lose to these guys, that's going to leave a real serious mark. It has nothing to do with getting fired. I'm talking about the pride. I'm talking about players and their futures. You win in the NFL, period.
Yeah, I mean, if the Bears lose this one, it might want to leave a Greyhound ticket for Matt Nagy at that point, right? If they lose this game. I mean, the Lions are – guys, they've scored 20 points once this season. That was in the opener when they scored a bunch at the end. They were getting completely blown out by the 49ers. They wound up losing that game 41-33. For the last five games, they haven't topped 17 points. Now, no one should have a lot of confidence the Bears are going to get to that figure. They're showing that they struggle in that regard. But, yeah, I mean, you've got professional athletes putting on equipment to go out and play a game. There is going to be a battle. There is going to be a fight. And, the Bears can change the discussion for a week anyway if they can get on the right side of one of these things. And the Lions are – I mean, it's – Lions are terrible. I know they play hard, but people talked about them maybe being able to spring one on the Eagles a couple weeks back. You know, the Eagles had kind of been up and down, maybe more down, and Philly came into Ford Field and just kicked the crap out of them. It was 44-6.
Brad, we've all been through these kind of things before, and I think it's interesting because you're out there regularly every day, and your place on this beat and the respect that you command on this beat. I'm curious to just get your overall philosophy and approach here as it pertains to, situations like what the Bears are facing with Matt Nagy, with Ryan Pace. You've got guys out there who are going to be clamoring to be first to report this or clamoring to be the first guy to call for a firing here or there. What is your overall approach when you're dealing with something this kind of inevitable and yet this controversial, and it's very sensitive as well?
Yeah, I think it's earlier in the year you got to let listeners or readers sort of choose their own path. You just kind of lay it out there for them in terms of, hey, this is what's happened and this looks like the direction that the team is headed, right? Because too often the people who want to clamor for big change, they go prematurely, and then they end up, you have to take a look at them and say, hey, flip, meet flop. You know, it's got to be nice to be able to play both sides of the fence. So I think you need to let the thing play out. I think what you have to understand is the history of the organization, an organization that has never previously fired a coach in season. I'm not saying that won't happen. There's a first time for everything, right? But I think when people were speculating heavily about that very early in the season, the disaster in Cleveland, et cetera, they really weren't paying attention to the franchise and the history of how they do business. So there's a human side to this too. You know, I don't think anybody takes joy. Anybody with a heart doesn't take joy in seeing people lose their livelihood. You just got to let this play out. You got to try to say, okay, if this hasn't worked, why didn't it work? And what changes could be or should be considered the next time around? Because they're kind of spinning their wheels right now, and the people out there that suggest this is rock bottom of futility for the Bears, I don't know if they were asleep during the end of that John Fox era, or perhaps out of the country during the last half of the Mark Trestman final season. You know, this isn't anything out of the ordinary when you stack it up against the previous two coaches.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Look, I think we have to draw a line here, and I don't want to see a coach have those chances occur during his son's playoff football game. I think you got to be better than that.
I mean, that should be on the administration to do something about that. I mean, everybody knows where the guy's kids go to school, certainly that's playing high school football. I mean, that's just classless. The administration should be able to step in and do something about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just wrong on every level. You want to yell at a Bears game, you want to yell at a Bulls game. Do anything you want. Say whatever you want. You paid for a ticket, but please just be classier than that. That is just awful stuff.
How about be more creative than that, too?
Well, there you go. Yeah. And you know, Brad, I think that's the thing. You know, Matt Nagy, this was like the job of a lifetime, and he came in here with high hopes. They had a great year. I understand what's happened and how it's unfolded, but this isn't Ryan Pace 7 years hiding in an upstairs office and apparently like whispering sweet nothings to all of the upper administration. I mean, he's the guy. You want to start chanting things, start looking at roster construction. You know, you got to wonder how you play in the NFL without cornerbacks. And I just think that there are other targets here. This is people going for the easy target, and that's great. And you know, I'm sure he hasn't done enough to keep his job, and that will catch up to him. But good God, it's been 7 years of roster construction, of traded picks, of overselling, oversigning, all sorts of free agents. Look at everything that's going on, and nobody at Halas Hall is above any kind of criticism. And don't let people throw you a bone. And think that, you know, if you make one change, you're going to change anything in the actual way this team is run. It disappoints me that there isn't more ambition among the fans.
Yeah, I think one thing that you have to really keep a close eye on here and consider when you think about them rebooting this program at the end of the season is, depending on what they do with some of these guys that have big contracts and that are a little bit older, by the time the dust settles and before they get to adding players to the roster, that's going to be the real issue here. They're going to be down to maybe 30 or so guys under contract moving ahead to 2022. And that doesn't include the, you know, reserve futures guys that are signed at the end of the season. So the cap space that they're going to have, that they're going to be able to create, that's great, but you're going to have a ton of holes to fill on that roster. Some real key spots, and if you talk about going out and buying a number one wide receiver, if you need to address a cornerback position with the starter, if you need offensive line help, that cap space you have is going to be whittled down pretty quickly. And you've got to hit. You've got to hit when you go out into the free agent market. And as we know, I mean, there's a swing and miss ratio with that, just as there is with the NFL draft, where the Bears are going to be short on picks this coming spring. If Justin Fields is a player, they're going to be able to kind of patch this together, and he's going to raise the level of the players around him. And things will get very interesting, but they've got a lot of heavy lifting to do ahead of them. And I don't see this as a quick reboot if they make changes in leadership.
Brad, Tim Boyle versus Andy Dalton sounds like an early invitation for a Thanksgiving nap. But what are the chances that Jared Goff is in play for the Lions? Do we know more about the quarterback situation?
Yeah, so Jared Goff missed last week's game with an oblique injury. He was limited in the guesstimated injury report after the imaginary practice that the Lions held yesterday over in Allen Park. So I'd say Goff has a chance to play on Thursday. Maybe we get a little bit more information later today. You know, I thought with Boyle at the controls, they'd probably go to Cleveland to get blown out there, but that Browns team's got some issues facing it, and the Lions did compete hard. I know the Lions are hopeful that Goff will be able to return for this game.
Great stuff as always, Bigsy. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs. He is the football man of the Chicago Tribune.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.